So, you have a movie for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's Pocahontas, but in space with some big blue kitty cats.
Oh, all right. Just give me a minute, okay?
What you doing?
Oh, I'm just calling an ambulance for you. Yes, hello, the person I'm talking to is having a stroke.
Oh, no, I didn't have a stroke. The movie's like a sci-fi Fern Gully with aliens called the Na'vi.
Yeah, he's definitely having a stroke. He's just saying gibberish words.
Once again, sir, I'm not having a stroke.
If you say so. Hey, maybe send an ambulance anyway. I like when the sirens go, wee-oo!
That is a fun noise, sir.
So what's the movie about?
Well, it takes place in the future, and some humans go to a planet called Pandora because they want to mine this mineral.
Oh, what's the mineral called?
Well, since the humans are having a hard time obtaining it, I thought we could call it Unobtainium.
Oh, okay. So
that's like a placeholder name, and you're going to come up with something less ridiculous?
Oh, yep. Yep, for sure. I will.
Great. So anyway, this guy Jake Sully ends up on Pandora to take the place of his brother that died.
Okay.
And since he has the same DNA as his brother, he's able to control this multi-million dollar avatar they made for him, which is like a hybrid between a human and the Na'vi species.
Man, it sounds like you're gonna need a lot of exposition to explain all this stuff.
Oh yeah, but I actually found a really clever and subtle way to do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, once in a while I have Jake do these video log things, and they're just straight up expository dialogue spoken directly at the camera.
Wow, that's some pretty heavy-handed exposition.
Well, I'm just following the classic rule of writing here, you know, tell, don't show.
Oh, I think you might have got that backwards.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway, Jake goes out on this nature expedition with a couple of scientists, and he's there as kind of a bodyguard.
Oh, so he has like an extensive knowledge about the planet and the stuff that lives there?
No, he immediately runs into two different types of violent animals and has no idea what to do.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that his gun is basically useless against them.
So why would they have this guy be the bodyguard if he's so obviously useless?
Because he's the main character.
Right, makes sense.
So yeah, he gets separated from the scientists and gets lost in the sprawling jungle of Pandora.
But I imagine the humans could just track him and pick him up.
No, they have no way of doing that. Avatars don't have any tracking capabilities.
No, he's totally off the grid.
But if their technology lets them remotely connect to the avatars, that means they do somehow know where they are.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess you're right.
So... Let's ignore that and move on?
That works for me.
Thank God.
So what happens now that he's lost in the jungle?
Well, he's about to get killed by these dog things, and this Na'vi woman, Neytiri, saves him.
Okay.
And Jake seems to be special or something, so he gets to be trained by her to join the clan.
Oh, what kind of stuff does he get trained to do?
Well, she shows him how to plug his ponytail into some animals.
What?
Yeah, if you plug your ponytail into animals, you get to control them.
That sounds pretty gross.
Oh yeah, it's pretty weird, and at a certain point, if you want to join the clan, you have to plug it into this banshee dragon thing.
Oh yeah? What's that like?
Well, you have to wrestle it down and shove your thing into its thing,
and it's gonna fight back, but you really need to pin it down and shove your tail in there.
That sounds like something you should go to jail for.
What?
Well, you're saying you need to basically force yourself onto this creature? Yeah, but it's not a sensual thing, they just connect the ponytails.
Do the Na'vi have a way of getting sensual?
Yeah, I actually have a really nice love scene in here where what they do is connect the ponytails.
So the tail is a sensual thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so we're definitely cutting that part out of the love scene.
Tell you what, let's shoot it and see how we feel in editing.
I can tell you right now that I feel gross about it.
So maybe it'll be in the extended cut. Let's just shoot it and see.
Ugh, okay.
Ugh, awesome.
So is there a bad guy in the movie, or?
Oh yeah, there's this mean hardcore military guy, Colonel Quaritch.
What's his deal?
Well, a movie's only as good as its villain, so I made sure to give him a really compelling backstory and multi-layered character development.
Oh, you did.
Nah, I'm just kidding. He's just a really mean military guy. That's as far as that goes.
Well, I guess that is all we need to know. Plus, that'll keep the runtime down.
Right, although it's gonna be about 3 hours long.
Oh my god.
So anyway, Jake's gonna become kind of the leader of the tribe by taking control of this big dragon thing called the Turok.
Okay.
And only 5 people in history have been able to take control of this thing.
Wow, so it's gonna be a real struggle for him to take control of it.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he realizes that, hey, maybe nobody's attacked this thing from above, and so that strategy works immediately.
Hard to believe no one's ever thought of that.
So anyway, at the end of the movie, the bad humans are gonna try to drop some bombs on the Na'vi so they could take the Unobtainium. How are the Na'vi supposed to defend themselves from bombs falling from the sky? Well, the humans are gonna fly low enough to be within range of the arrows.
Very cool of them.
And so the Na'vi are gonna take down the choppers, and it's gonna look super awesome.
Wouldn't the bombs explode when the ships crash?
Oh yeah, they're gonna blow up like a couple of feet away from their intended targets, and for some reason that's gonna be okay.
And so the Na'vi are gonna win. win.
Yeah, and the bad humans are gonna get shipped back to their dying planets.
What's to prevent them from just coming back with more bombs?
The movie's over.
Oh, okay, good.
So basically what we have is this awesome looking movie that spreads a really important message.
What's the message?
That nature is important, and if you let money drive your motivations, you're a bad person.
And what kind of budget are you aiming for?
About $250 million.
If that's really the message you want to send, maybe we could donate that money to a charity.
No, I want to make a movie. Give me money.
Fair enough. Spending money on preachy messages is tight.
Hey, there's more where that came from if you want to give me some more money.
I like your style.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. There are over 50 pitch meetings on the channel that you could check out. Kind of a long binge, but if you like this video, you'll probably like those. We also have a new series on Screen Rant called Theory Battle. In that, we go head-to-head with two different film theories and you guys decide which one's the most plausible. It's pretty fun. You should definitely check it out. And let me know in the comments section what other movies I should make pitches for. Feel free to share this video on Twitter and Facebook. That helps us out a lot. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.